To education, leadership, and beyond, surviving and thriving. My name is Andrew Murata, host of the show, and I am excited to be live here on Facebook, proud member of the Education Podcast Network, Voicehead Radio Canada, or wherever you are taking in your podcast. I'm excited you are with us. I have recently switched to StreamYard to stream the podcast, and I am jumping through some technological hurdles. So I appreciate you staying with me, and I'm hoping I got my fingers crossed that all the technology will work tonight, because I got Dr. Joe on tonight. Dr. Joe from Famularo from Long Island Belmore Schools. Dr. Joe is the New York State Superintendent of the Year, 2024 Superintendent of the Year. I got a lot going on in my life. I'm trying to do a lot of different things. Dr. Joe has it going on. Author. Superintendent of the Year, musician, a home builder. I mean, there's so many things he's got going on. I'm so excited to learn about him, which brings me to the opening concept. The opening concept is Mr. Joe and Dr. Joe. For those that know me, my family and friends, Mr. Joe was my dad. Mr. Joe spent his whole life in Tompkinsville, Staten Island. Ran the pharmacy. Everybody knew him. Everybody knew the expectation around Mr. Joe. He was a big presence, right? He was a big presence in a lot of ways. And, the nickname Mr. Joe finally was Mr. Joe. Well, learning about Dr. Joe Famularo from Belmore Schools, a lot of similarities. There was just a lot of similarities of warmth, authenticity. And people come and go in your lives. And when people enter your lives and you can learn from them and grow from them, and it seems like Dr. Joe has done that in so many ways. Belmore is lucky to have him. So enough of me chatting. Let's bring Dr. Joe into the program, and we keep our fingers crossed that all the technology will work. Dr. Joe, welcome to Education, Leadership, and Beyond.
Andrew, great to be here. Thanks. And that's very touching. You're making an analogy with your father. That's amazing.
It's from the heart. I tried to think about the concept here, but learning about you and reading these things, Dr. Joe, we haven't met in person. I'm looking forward to that. But you have done tremendous work there in Belmore. And congratulations on becoming Superintendent of the Year 2024.
Thanks so much. Very exciting, inspiring, collective efforts from many people, but it's a great honor.
There's a lot to get into here, Dr. Joe. And again, honored to speak with you. 33 years at Belmore Schools in Long Island, New York. I have a bad accent. Joe will make it worse tonight during the show. But let's start with the award, Joe. It's got to feel good. It's got to feel like, a real accomplishment for your family, for your district, for you personally. Tell me about winning this award.
Yeah, definitely. Again, inspiring for me, my family, and the community. But, I really, emphasize, the support that I have. It takes a village, right? No award is accomplished alone. So you have to look at the team, my colleagues, the administrators I work with, the community, the teachers. It's a collective recognition of what we do in Belmore, a wonderful school district, great staff, amazing. And then working with colleagues in Nassau County in Suffolk, I do a lot with legislation and working with teams. And then I do a lot for the state, the New York State Council of School Superintendents. I co-chair the legislative committee for the state, and working with legislators and the governor's office to try to, advocate for Long Island schools. So all of that put together, they recognize me. But again, it's the collective recognition for all those great people.
Joe, a lot of leaders watch this show, learning from our guests. What would you say those magic ingredients are, Joe? I mean, you just mentioned a couple there, but you got two paisans from New York here. We know when the food tastes good. You can taste the ingredients. What are some of those magic ingredients that you're putting in there making this thing work?
Yeah, it's all about relationships. The relationships you have with everyone, you know, in your school district, your colleagues, your support. It's knowing who you are inside, and then how do you react? How do you outwardly work with those relationships? You know, are you true to yourself? Is it, you know, with intention? Is it who you are? Are you aware of your outward, you know, output? You know, is it matching what your inward feelings are? A lot of times we think it does, but, and you wonder why people don't get it. They say, like, wait, they're not getting me, right? It's because maybe we're not projecting it right. Maybe it's through body language. So it's being aware of yourself and understanding yourself first inwardly. And I'm big into this whole inward living, and then expressing it outwardly to others. So it's the relationships that you have with everyone in your community, everyone on your team, your custodians, your nurse, your teachers, your teacher aides. It's building that relationship and understanding what their needs are and trying to be there for them. And then you'll get back tenfold, you know. Then it's not a job. Job sometimes stands for just over broke, right? It's about leadership. It's about, you know, taking it to the next level, leading from their heart. You know, there's a good Stephen Covey actually said one time, you know, you can buy people's back, but you can't buy their heart, right? So you can buy their back, they'll do the job, but if you buy their heart, they're going to take it, you know, to a high level. So that's what it's about. It's hard, but you just keep trying that to get that across.
Well, you've just been trying 33 years at Belmore. We were talking off air, Dr. Joe and I, like, you just don't see that much anymore. One person staying there, literally working a lifetime there, working your way through the different positions, 18 years as superintendent. Joe, how have you survived and thrived through it? It's an incredibly long time. You're smiling, you're healthy, and you're thriving in your district.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure we're going to get into it. We're actually recognized as a lighthouse district, and we're the first in New York State, the second in the country. And it's based on leadership principles, actually the 7 habits, and we can get into that later. We do this program, and we have core values. So again, it's building that common mission and vision with the team, right? And having that clear direction of what the goals are, and then you know, keep building on it. So being a teacher there for 7 years, then a principal for 7 years, and I was assistant soup, and then as a superintendent for the past 18 years. It's just doing what's right for kids. You know, if kids is your lighthouse, doesn't matter what people think, if, you know, it's hard. Sometimes they don't understand you. Sometimes they disagree with you. But if your lighthouse is doing what's right for kids, that's the key. You could sleep every night, you know, it doesn't matter. And it's not worrying about what people think about you and how, if you're doing the right thing, you just keep moving on. You know, you got your life ship. Go through the storms, you get the calm and the storms of life. And, you know, before you know it, you're there for 33 years. So went in a flash, but
in a blink of an eye. Joe, how did you know when it was the right time for that next position, right? You're an assistant principal. Can I do that principal job? 7 years principal. Do I want to go to district office, as they say? You know, how did you know those were the right times?
You don't. When opportunities come, I never wanted to move to the next position, but opportunities happen. When I was a teacher, I loved it. Opportunity came to be an assistant principal. You know, I took it. I mean, you have to take the opportunity. Then the principalship came up. Loved being a principal. I mean, it was an elementary school. It was an early childhood center. It was, and then the next position comes up. You got to, you know, to me, that's what my family is think big, take chances, keep moving forward. So, I didn't plan for that at all. But when opportunities come, you go for it. And in retrospect, it was the best thing I could have done is having, you know, real impact at this level and, you know, helping others to, to aspire to be the best they can and meet their goals.
Joe, sometimes in leadership, they say this with coaches a lot, that when they've been coaching somewhere a long time, their voice becomes like Charlie Brown's teacher. They just, it's not having the same impact. You know, did you ever feel that? And how did you kind of reinvent yourself or continue to make it fresh for you when you've been doing it so long in one place?
That's a good question. You know, it's listening to your team members. You know, what's the next thing we need to do? It's the mentality of continuous improvement, and that's one of the leadership principles that we use. The seventh habit of highly effective people is sharpen the saw, right? We don't use that language. We use continuous improvement of your mind, body, and heart. How can we improve that? So it's this idea of, okay, how do we get better? But the difference is, if you're always thinking I need to get better, it's almost like an anxiety. You know, I'm not there yet. I didn't make it. No. And we talk about this, that, no, you're doing a great job. You're at a great level, but how do we get to the next level? And then when we get there, what's the next level? It's just a mindset of taking it to the next level. So it's about conversations, creating new programs, you know, getting kids excited, getting into the technology world, you know, putting it in every classroom. We have these, you know, smart boards and smart labs and just, you know, keep building it, but keeping it real. You know, you don't get sidetracked with all the technology. How do we implement it? And that's the exciting piece, is how do we stay fresh and how do we stay natural to take it to the next level? So again, comes from a board. I've got a great board of education, and that's one of the things too. We have a very stable board. I have two board members that have almost 30 years. I have another one 20 years. So that's unheard of as well, to have a consistent board. So there's a lot of history, a lot of teamwork, and it's just extremely exciting, you know, to work every day in this environment.
So great to hear. We have some fellow superintendents watching. My friend Michelle Osterhout from upstate New York here, rural superintendent. Michelle's doing a great job. If you are watching live, jump in the show and say hello. Joe, you mentioned about Franklin Covey and leadership and the seven habits and the work you're doing there. Congratulations on that recognition for your district. You know, tell me about the leadership in your hallways with your kids. I know there's tours there, they're student-led, right, things like that. But tell me about why and how your district received that award and some of the things that you're doing.
Yeah, so it starts with the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Everyone should read that book. I read it in 1990, literally changed my life, that book. So I was a teacher then, and I became a principal, and I started implementing those leadership principles with the staff. And then we started creating programs for kids in my little school. Then when I became assistant soup, was able to implement it district-wide. Then as superintendent was the real opportunity. So we put a team together, we had committees, and we created our vision statement, our mission, our core values, our principles, and our goals. And that's really the program, having a common vision, mission, core values, and principles. So we train everyone in the leadership principles. And when I say everyone, monitors, custodians, nurses, everyone goes through the training. So we have that common language. So the environment is just this high level of leadership principles and core values. Even our parents use the language. So having that clear mission and vision. Now, we all have mission statements, right? It's on a wall. But my suggestion is, can you recite it? If it's not recitable, it's just another statement on the wall. So you bring it down to a slogan. We have the long paragraph, but our mission is clearly, it's just lead and learn. It's creating a place where everybody leads and learns. Our kids know it. Every decision, everything we do has to be something around leadership and learning. Our vision is to be a community of learners. So that's the long term. We want to be this community of learners, continuous improvement. The mission is lead and learn. And then we have the seven leadership principles. So we work with Franklin Covey. They've come to the school, and it's a long process where all our kids know these principles. It's all over the wall. We have Star is our logo, and the kids lead other districts. When they come to visit us, they take the adults on a leadership tour, and they explain this whole process. They give the language.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing thing. So we became a lighthouse district in New York State, and it's just an amazing process. But it's getting everybody using that common language, which is key.
Well, Joe, you're modeling leadership in the work you're doing. Again, so many different things, but you're an author. You're an author of multiple books. You have another one coming out, but I'm so curious about IOU Life Leadership, the 12 Essential Anchors, and the book you wrote. I know you have the stuff in the background there, but tell me about your journey as an author and the idea to write it. Yeah, get that in there. There you go. Let's hold that up so we can see that. There it is. I got to get mine on Amazon. Look at that. IOU Life Leadership.
Yeah.
I love it, Joe.
This was a lot of work, a lot of years of research on inside out leadership. So I didn't invent that, obviously, but I packaged it in a way and framed it with this IOU acronym. And I use the nautical theme that we're all a life ship and we're on a journey navigating our life through the calm and storms of sea. And everything in the book has a nautical reference. And it says here, lessons from a great American sailor. Well, that's my grandfather. My grandfather was a true leader in my district, Vincenzo Famularo. He came over from Italy at 13 years old. The family shipping business went down and they sent him over. And he was the youngest out of seven with like $12 in his pocket in 1908. And amazing story. And in every chapter starts off with a story about my grandfather. Amazing leader. He went back, got the family, but he enlisted in World War I in the Navy. And then when World War II came, he enlisted again in World War II. Amazing individual. That's where he inspired me for the book. So that's a big piece of my life and the book and writing the book. But there are these 12 essential anchors. I kept finding themes in all of the research and all of the books and the seven habits that it all starts inwardly first. And I mentioned this before that, understanding who we are, you have to understand, you have to know your principles, your values, your mission before we can even go outwardly into the world. So inward stands for inward living, our thinking and who we are. We have 100% control of it. Outward living is when we interact with others. That's our relationships. That's the O. And then the U is hopefully the byproduct, which is upward living. And that's where you receive the life gifts of, I call it PH2E, peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence. So it's an inside out approach with the hope of upward living. And the book takes you through all of these 12 anchors. There are 6 anchors for inward living. That's knowing yourself, culture, who you are, your life vision, your daily mission, your life values, and your goals. Then there are 6 outward principles. And this is how I think in the school district. It's about inspiring trust. That's the most important thing. Practicing positive communication, creating common language, constructing a cohesive environment, establishing traditions, and modeling continuous improvement. So those are the 6 outward anchors. And this is how I have this actually connected to schools. So instead of life vision, it could be a school vision. Instead of life principles, what's your school vision? And I ask any building administrator to actually go through this and actually, okay, fill in what your principles are, your mission, your values. And if you have any gaps, fill them in. And you can actually get this. I can give you a website. You can get their questions to help you develop this on my website. But that's what this book entails here. It goes through all the 12 anchors and gives examples and asks questions. And hopefully the goal is the byproduct of our inward and outward living, that it's upward. Sometimes it's downward, right? So that's IO downward living, where it's toxic and negative. Upward living is dynamic and positive. That's what we want. And then sometimes it's in the middle, which I call wayward living, right? Mediocre. You're going through the motions. You're drifting through life. And we all do that, and it's okay to be there, but constantly strive to upward living. And that's the goal, is to try to keep, increasing, inspiring others to aspire. I mean, I love that phrase. Who another person that influenced me is my cousin Dom Famularo. He is a great musician who just passed away recently. But I suggest everybody to look him up, domfamularo.com. Amazing individual. But all that's in the book. I hope, you know, if you get a chance to read it, you know, it inspires you. And again, Stephen M. R. Covey wrote the foreword, so I was very, very excited about that, to get that from him. So it's the journey I'm on right now. So
fantastic. And you have one coming out this in February, is that correct?
Yeah, I wrote each of these anchors in this book. It's for adults. I wrote them for children, so I use kid language. So there's a couple of them behind me. My Are You Life Ship, I Hear You, My Story. So there's a book for each of the six anchors. So then another one's coming out. It's called I Owe You Respect and Kindness. So obviously that's something we need. And that's basically how you treat others, obviously. So I'm just having a lot of fun, you know, working on this. My kids are in college, so I have a little more time now at home that I can do this writing.
And that was, you lead me to my next question. If you're watching live, jump in, ask Joe a question. Again, there's a lot of fellow superintendents, a lot of fellow New Yorkers watching. So tune in and say hello. But Joe, a lot of leaders ask me, like, Andrew, how did you do it? How can you help me write a book? Like, what was your process? Were you up every day at 5? Were you writing them on Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock at night? When and how did you do it?
Well, I don't watch TV. I watch sports. But that, if you don't watch TV, that prime time, when you watch the primetime show, is your prime time. That's the way I look at it. So that's some time you can write. But I do write early in the morning on a Saturday, Sunday. That's my go-to time. And then also driving. I don't write when I'm driving, but I have a dictation program. So actually, as I'm driving, I just dictate. I dictated a lot of this book, driving back and forth to work. I drive an hour, you know, an hour and a half. But my suggestion is just keep writing, but organize it. The hardest part is to organize your writing, is to make sure you have, you know, good topics and keeping them in place, because when you have to come back and put it all together, that's the challenge. So, just start writing and then you'll have something before you know it.
Shout out to my fellow author, Jeff Evner, assistant superintendent, upstate New York as well. There must've been a couple curse words, dictated, through the traffic in Long Island. If you're doing it while you're driving,
no.
A couple adjectives here and there.
You have to know the traffic. You have to know. I take Ocean Parkway. You familiar? Remember that down by, it's down by the beach. So it's a little out of the way, not too much traffic.
Beautiful. Well, he's got the secrets there. Joe, this is incredible. Again, a lot of inspiration here. Another big part of your life, music. You're a musician. You play with the kids at school. You have your guitar there right now, I know. Where did this love of music, are you and Billy Joel cousins? I mean, tell me about your relationship with music.
Well, I mentioned before, my family's very musical. I mentioned before Dom Famularo. When I was 8 years old, he's 10 years older than me. He was 18 and he started giving me guitar lessons. And he's a world-renowned drummer. So if you're a drummer, I'm sure you know him. But gave me lessons, practiced, family, we get together, we play. I write songs. I have it on my YouTube channel. I love writing music as well, and it's a great outlet. It's a great way to release stress and just picking on your guitar and playing. So just been playing all my whole life. Today I read and played guitar in 4 classrooms. I got in 20 minutes a session. I try to get into all of the early grades, and it was just magical. I mean, it was so inspiring. The kids, they got it. It was just, you know, that's what inspires me and keeps me going.
Incredible. And during COVID, did I hear correctly, you were singing Happy Birthday to kids and things like
that? Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. I did an instrument a week for 12 weeks. So I kept playing different instruments, explaining it, and then played Happy Birthday on it to all the kids because they didn't get there. So any of the kids that had birthdays for that week, I sang it out and they said, you know, just put your name in it. But we had, dobros and basses, and you know, I had a whole bunch of mandolin and whole different instruments, just played some Happy Birthday. It was fun.
Incredible. Our friend Nathan Pierce from Massachusetts is watching. Nathan, thanks for bringing Dr. Joe and I together. Joe, again, 18 years being a superintendent is a challenging job. I mean, it's difficult. You're a big district. You're a successful district. Like, do you get tired? I mean, you just said you drive over an hour each way. How do you maintain your energy and a positive outlook on the work you're doing?
Yeah, well, it's focusing. I focus on what I have control over and what I don't. And that's the one thing you need to do as an administrator too. The things you have more control over things than you think, and we ignore them. And the things we have no control, let it go. You know, you have no control over it. So again, I mean, it took a while. I wasn't always like this, but you know, when I'm in traffic, I can't do anything about it. Enjoy it. Smile. I mean, it's really a mindset. And at work, again, you have things you have control over, and you need to just keep implementing with intention those things you have control, and the things you don't. You know, if you can't influence it and inspire someone, then you let it go. So it's really staying clear-headed, having that positive mindset, and again, feeding off the mission. And I see the results with amazing teachers that do amazing job, and just walking around, it's like whatever time I have to put in, it's all worth it, because they're inspiring the kids and you see them smiling. And again, it's just a real positive atmosphere. But, you know, it's I don't want to waste my life on all this negative things that are happening. And just it's not easy. And I get frustrated, of course. But it's less and less as I go through the years.
Well, kudos to you and the work you're doing. Joe, you mentioned about writing the books early in the weekend mornings. What are your morning routines on a work day, you know, or even on both a weekend? You know, successful people really capitalize that morning time. I love what you said about prime time also. We'll get back to that. But tell me about your morning go-to routine.
Morning time is great, especially on the weekends, because, you know, obviously I have more time, but get up early. I love taking nature walks. I do some photography as well. So you go to Nature Moments by Dr. Joe, you'll see all my bird pictures. I love birding. It is the most peaceful thing you could do. It's all wherever you are, especially where you are. I mean, you have amazing wildlife by you. But, you know, I have that, you know, 800 zoom lens, and you walk around and you see these incredible birds on Long Island. People say, where did you find those birds on Long Island? I said, just look up. A lot of times we're looking down, looking straight ahead, just look up there. It was funny. I was at this lake one time, and this guy's taking a picture of a seagull right on the ground. And there's an eagle right above on a tree. And I said, look up. I go, forget the seagull. Look. And he's like, oh my. So, that morning time, so, you know, getting out, getting some fresh air, and then reading and writing. I love to read and write early morning, writing every morning. I like to go to the coffee shop and get in the corner. I like to go places and write too. And that's it, you know, and then spend time with family for, you know, late morning. They're getting up and move on.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Joe. Really good stuff here. Joe, I got my shirt here. You know, how you doing? I got it from my guy from Long Island. And again, my mantra, Joe, is surviving and thriving. But if I took out the word "and," Joe, and I just said, Joe, what is it for you that brings you from surviving to thriving? Is it an action, a behavior, a strategy? What would you say that one thing is for you to thrive instead of just survive?
Yeah, it's making a difference. Like, you know, my personal, I have a personal vision statement and mission statement. And it's, you know, it's basically trying to help and inspire others to aspire. That's what my cousin's phrase was, inspire to aspire. So inspire comes from the roots to breathe life into, which is beautiful, right? So we breathe life into someone, inspire them, then to aspire to be the best they can be and reach their goals. So that's the thriving. That's what gets me excited. When I see someone get excited, when I saw the kids this morning, and then I'm thriving, you know, then it's so positive, and I just see the smiles and, you know, that's, we're on this earth for just a short time. And it's, if I can help as many people as I can, that's the goal. That's all it is to it. So
here comes the soup walking in with the guitar to the class. You gotta love it. February 2024, you'll be attending the National Superintendents Conference to be recognized, State of New York. That's got to be a proud moment for you. And I wish you and your family the best on that journey. And congratulations, thanks, yeah. Joe.
Thanks yeah. so much. Yeah, that'll be fun.
It'll be great for you. Joe, anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to bring up before we get to rapid fire?
Yeah, I mentioned before the goal is upward living, right? So, and I mentioned PH2E, peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence. And I have an assessment. Again, it's free. A lot of free stuff on the website. It's ph2e.com. And it's a self-assessment. And it gives you it's basically a life propeller with four blades. And what levels of peacefulness do you have in your life? Happiness, healthiness, and excellence. Because again, if we're a life ship, the propeller is what's pushing us through life. And we have to increase that peace, happiness, and healthiness. So that's just something I wanted to, mention. It's really good to look at, is that if peace is an area and peace is the common life, happiness is the joy and excitement, healthiness is our body, and excellence is our mind, So are we well-rounded in focusing on all those pieces? And I think that helps you to push you through the life journey.
Awesome, Joe. And again, that quiet time, those times we're developing this. Shout out to Dr. Larry Dake, another superintendent, New York, first year superintendent.
That first year, you need colleagues. That's the one thing. I was on the phone with all my colleagues when you have your first year, and just bounce ideas off others.
Maybe we'll connect him with you too, get him to be superintendent of the year. Yeah. Awesome. Well, this was great, Joe. I always end our show with rapid fire. These are quick questions, Joe. And first thing that comes to your mind, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Last book you read.
Last book. Actually, this one here, The Greatness Mindset, Unlock the Power of Your Mind and Live Your Best Life Today, Lewis Howes.
33 years. He's still getting better. Last movie you saw?
Oppenheimer.
Okay. You liked it?
Yeah, that was very interesting. Absolutely. Yeah.
Last concert you went to?
Oh, Steely Dan and the Eagles. Steely Dan warmed up for the Eagles. That was a great show.
Jones Beach?
No, it was UBS Theater.
The new Islanders. The Islanders arena. There. Yeah. Your favorite dish? I got my paisan here.
Lasagna. We, of course, turkey. We had ham and lasagna. Every meal we get a lasagna.
Favorite place to travel?
Right. A few miles, Fire Island. Take across the Great South Bay. It's beautiful. It's just all, small little beaches with no cars.
If you're watching from not in the New York area, the eastern end of Long Island, what Joe is talking about is just a magical place, frozen in time. And you take ferries to these places.
Yes.
Fire Island, Shelter Island. Awesome stuff. Not too far.
No. You can come back in 15 minutes.
There you go. On January 1st, I will be glad that I fill in the blank.
Set goals for the next year. I love to set goals. And the key with setting goals is don't stick with them if they're not working. Sometimes we just keep going, adjust them, throw them out. It's okay. We didn't fail. Maybe it wasn't a good goal.
The best superintendents are the best because fill in the blank.
Always kids first. No question.
A pet peeve of yours?
Interrupting. Not listening for understanding, listening to reply.
Great answer. I'm guilty sometimes, Doc.
Oh, guilty. You haven't interrupted once. You're doing it.
Guilty. I got the mute on my mic. The advice for Larry Dake when he was the only guy to call a morning delay here. At 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, I feel fill in the blank.
Oh, excited, because that's when I get to take my nature walks and, do my reading and writing.
Does your wife come with you, or are you going by yourself on these walks?
At times, yes, but sometimes I'm there out before 35, and she's like, "All right, show me the pictures when you get there." But yes, we definitely we walk the dogs. I have two dogs, and walks are great.
Absolutely. The best takeaway from this show for our guests.
Oh, learning about you. I'm excited I met you and your background, and it adds to my life. So thank you.
Shout out to Nathan Pierce bringing us together.
Yes,
Long Nathan. Island travel hack.
Knowing the traffic patterns, knowing when to travel, how to travel. Don't try to go north and south 5 p.m. Knowing the back roads.
Saturday, getting out there for an afternoon party. Oh, my God. Oh. Nice when you get out there. Best beach on Long Island.
I would say Fire Island. I'll go back to that. But out east, there's some really beaches that have been ranked top in the country in the Hamptons, Cooper's Beach, and a few out there. But I go to Fire Island. Sailor's Haven is a specific beach, or Kismet. That's where we like to go a lot, too.
That's your spot. Billy Joel is fill in the blank.
From Hicksville. My wife's from Hicksville, and she was at some place, and he came in, and they've interacted, so local.
Beautiful. One thing you're curious about.
AI. That's something how we're going to implement that in the schools and how we're going to make it useful. And I'm on a lot of committees on the college level and discussing how do we do this. So that's, to me, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, it is. I have stayed away. I feel like, I don't know, I've stayed away. Yeah. I'm not there yet. Something about Dr. Joe that people don't know about.
I make wine.
Oh, a real Paisan.
Yeah, and that's from my grandpa Vincent, passed it to my father Bartolo, and haven't done it in a few years, but we did it for many years, so.
Vincenzo, Bartolo, and Giuseppe.
That's it.
Wow. Is your wife Italian?
No, no.
You had to mix it. The genes were real strong. You had to mix them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mix them up. I hear you. All right, Joe. These are either or. Eat this, not that. Either or. Okay. I know the first one, so I'm going to skip long walk or gym. You're going for the walk.
Yes.
Beach, pool, or lake?
Beach.
Book or audio book?
Book.
Series or movie?
Movie.
Winter or summer?
Summer. I like the winter too, but I'll take summer.
Morning or night?
I used to be a night person, but now I'm a morning person, and so that's shifted in my life.
I'm with you on that. Cookie or donut?
Cookie.
coffee or tea?
Coffee.
You having coffee at 8 o'clock at night?
Oh, I could have it at 11 o'clock, caffeine, and go sleep like a baby.
Oh my God. I know the answer to this. Yankees or Mets?
New York Yankees. Come on. Yankees. 27 World Series.
He's a Yankee guy there.
I'm not an anti-Met, though. I'll root for the Mets, too. Believe me.
I'm with you. I like both of them as well. I know that's not popular. North Shore or South Shore?
Well, I live on the South Shore my whole life, so South Shore.
That's your people.
But I like the North Shore.
And I know the answer to this. You're definitely thriving. It's impressive to see, Joe, so many people been somewhere they've lost their spark. You are burning brightly. Really impressed to meet you and to learn from you. Joe, how about a quote to end the show here?
Well, Stephen Covey, I got to go back to him. He says, leadership is communicating to another person their worth and potential so clearly that they are inspired to see it in themselves. So I love that quote, on a definition of what leadership is.
Can you say it one more time? That was beautiful.
Yeah. Leadership is communicating to another person their worth and potential so clearly that they are inspired to see it in themselves.
Awesome answer. Joe, I know you referenced a couple websites. You got a lot going on. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah. Go to the website. It's IOU, letter IOU living.com. lot of free stuff on there. It explains the anchors. And all my, social media is Dr. Joe Famularo, DrJoe Famularo. So at Dr. Joe Famularo and Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channel, all that fun stuff. So
this was Dr. Joe, everyone. Thank you for all my buddies tuning in. A lot of leadership here in New York. Again, the 2024 Superintendent of the Year. Dr. Joe, thanks for your leadership and thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
I'll be ordering his book right away, and I think it's going to be January 1st for me. So thrilled to have Dr. Joe on. Check out his stuff, and kudos to the Belmore School District in Long Island. Joe, we wish you the best, and congratulations on the award again.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Joe, you stay on the line a sec. We're going to wrap up here on Education, Leadership, and Beyond. If I can help you with anything, don't hesitate to reach out at Andrew Murata 21 on Twitter. Keep surviving and thriving, friends. Check out Joe, his work is doing. And again, his book, IOU Life Leadership, 12 Essential Anchors. Joe, thanks so much, my friend.
All right. Have a good night.